Listener Production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here. Australians have gathered for candlelit vigils across the country overnight to remember the lives lost to domestic violence, with as many as 30 women already killed this year. It comes after the Prime Minister announced an almost $1 billion package to address the crisis. Offenders on bail who've breached a DV intervention order by threatening or committing a violent act will be forced to wear electronic monitoring, and women fleeing abusive relationships will be offered a $5,000 payment. There are concerns details of prominent politicians could be impacted by a data breach at Clubs New South Wales. Info of more than a million visitors to more than a dozen clubs have been published online, including facial recognition, driver's licence details and signatures. The hackers allege they were hired by a company to build a suite of software systems but were cut off and not paid. Meantime, a cybersecurity expert isn't buying Qantas's explanation for yesterday's app glitch. Frequent flyers were able to see other people's personal data, which the airline is putting down to a system update gone wrong. But Scam Assist's Simon Smith thinks this sounds more like a data breach.
Records in a database are one-to-one, and you wouldn't imagine that if they're sending out a newsletter or something, that there's no reason for you to have details of 5 or 10 other people. It's just not normal. So I don't think that they've been truly transparent with the public.
And following all of that ARIA success last year, Troye Sivan has now won Song of the Year at the ARPA Awards overnight for his hit Rush, while Taylor Swift won Most Performed International Work for her song Antihero. Wayne Bennett says he's keen and ready to talk to South Sydney as the master coach nears a return to the Rabbitohs in 2025. Club CEO Blake Solly confirming to Fox Sports he'll meet with the out-of-contract Dolphins coach next week.
It's great to hear that he's interested in coming to the club. I think it shows the affection that he has for the club and also the respect we have for him and what he did here in his 3 seasons in charge.
Well, tonight, Souths and Penrith kick off round 9 action. Panthers co-captain Nathan Cleary are late out with a hamstring issue. The first ever Thursday night showdown between the Crows and Power kicks off round 8 action at Adelaide Oval. Crows coach Matthew Nix confident his side can cause another upset.
We enjoy the fight and we enjoy the battle, and showdowns are always that. And, you know, maybe that's given us the opportunity to get a good outcome in the last couple.
Port captain Connor Rosie has been named just 6 days after straining his hamstring. Jeremy Finlayson has, however, missed out despite his 3-match ban for a homophobic slur being up. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, a possible shower and 24 in Brisbane, patchy showers on the Gold Coast and 23, showers in Sydney and a top of 22, partly cloudy for Canberra getting up to 17, mostly fine and 17 in Melbourne also, cloudy for Hobart, 15 the max, sunny for Adelaide and 21, a shower or two and 27 for Perth. Tune in to the Briefing podcast on Listener to lift the lid on important issues that matter to you. Download the Listener app now and search the Briefing.